Yeah, you know, I'm just going to leave it alone. This isn't the show for that, and I'm not going to disrespect Jesus.
Okay.
I am Lori Beth Denberg.
And I am Pearl Cleage.
And this is all that, this is all that. Oh.
Wow. Okay. I used to faithfully tune in
before I blow your mind.
All that was like everything to me. I used to love that show.
I really feel bad that kids don't have like any good programming. Like, not in comparison to the 90s.
No, fuck. I don't think so either. Like, SNCC alone was just
SNCC.
Oh, bitch, TGIF. What?
I used to faithfully watch.
Oh my God.
Every all that, because not only were the sketches funny,
yes,
they were kids and they were hilarious. And then on top of that, they always had musical guests that slayed,
like good ones like Monica and shit,
TLC, like, and Mary J. Blige. Yes. And Aaliyah and shit. They used to have the best.
That was like really the shit.
Fucking guests.
Like, adults would watch that.
It was good.
It was fucking good.
Anyway, so all that was great.
It was.
And Michael Bay is making a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, which may not interest you, but let me tell you something.
Okay.
Ninja Turtles, I saw the new trailer.
Look at the light in your eyes.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was the first show that I... That was my first fanboy moment as a child. Like, you know, like when you phase out of Bambi and Lion King and you grow up a little, and then you start going into like VR Troopers and Transformers or whatever.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles was mine.
Okay.
Even before Power Rangers. So I am ready to see them. And Whoopi Goldberg is in it.
What? That's random.
It looks delicious.
The last Mutant Turtle movie I saw was like the live action one where they were like real.
You're talking about the one from like 1990, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's really it. Where the one was like, Master Splinter was like a big ass puppet rat thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It was creepy, and I don't remember it fondly. But if you're excited, then I'm excited for you. So yes, yay! I'll go with you if you want me to.
Girl, shut up.
Okay. Well, I tried to just be a good friend.
Black excellence. This week goes out to a young man by the name of Brenton James. Brenton is the valedictorian of the Eagle Academy for Young Men in the Bronx, and he is going to University of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations.
Brenton was accepted to 21 colleges.
Get the fuck.
Including Syracuse and the University of Virginia.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Brenton worked his ass off.
He was accepted to 21 colleges?
21 of them. So shout out to you, Brenton. And I love the fact that when they asked him about it, he said, it was a tough decision, but I'm confident in my choice. Like, I'm saying, like, yes, you know.
I just had this bevy of schools from which to pick.
I'm just so flawless.
Like, there's just so many amazing
many
schools.
Sleepless nights trying to figure out where I'm going to get my education. Mm. But I'm going to go.
Top tiers.
Right over here to this Ivy League situation.
I think I'm going to head over there.
So just congratulations.
Wow, that is 17-year-old amazing. Brenton.
I love this. So also, if you have a Black excellence story that you'd like to hear on the read, or if you know of one that may not have a news article or piece on TV somewhere, because that is the whole point of me doing this. A lot of Black people are doing excellent things that go unnoticed because the man don't want you to hear about it. So
well,
if you have one, tweet about it. Tweet it to us at This Is The Read, or hashtag, use hashtag BLK excellence. And
you can always email them to us too at ask3@gmail.com. we get a lot of them in there, so
yes.
And I just love them. They're just encouraging little pieces of news when, you know, the week is otherwise full of bullshit. So
let's dive right on into that bullshit.
Ready.
Hot topics this week: Jeremy Meeks.
Man, he got a lot of people mad.
Also known as Felon Bay.
Like,
you have to have heard about this at one point. I'm sure my mother has heard about this at this point. So, right. I mean, Jeremy Meeks is a 30-year-old criminal.
Yes, felon.
30-year-old felon from Stockton, California. He was recently posted on Stockton's police department Facebook page, as they usually do. They post up all the mugshots, you know, recent and otherwise.
Right.
Shuffle. you know, just let you know what's going on in there. But oh, Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy.
Just had a little something about him.
Jeremy's.
And what I mean is not as much melanin as the rest of us. And
you didn't have to do that.
Very, very bright eyes.
Yes. The bright blue, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blue eyes and very light skinned.
One eye.
Amazing cheekbones. And
adorned with an inked tattoo.
We all know what that means.
Of a teardrop.
A teardrop or two. It may
one,
have been two.
I think it was one.
Was it?
It was a husky drop.
Yeah. It was, you know, so maybe
shit
there
went
was
down
yes,
that day.
A few. Maybe, you know, he just counted it as a collective. That, yeah. Oh, the whole group that he took out.
They asked him about that teardrop, too, and he said that he's done some things that he's not proud of.
Which is...
Meaning mark
yes,
some niggas.
Which is, I cannot incriminate myself, but don't worship me because I'm really not that great of a person. Like...
Painted the roses red is what he did. So, anyway, Jeremy...
This man has stacks of felonies, like...
Like
he's been in a lot of trouble. Guns and shit.
Since like 2002.
Yeah.
Because they pulled out like, all of these other mug shots of him from his past. In like the earliest one, he was giving you a shaft.
Yeah.
He was giving you, you know, a very yes. well taken care of fro with the thick sideburns. And it looked like he was fighting crime. Like a straight up vigilante.
Yeah. But the years went by. And, I mean, on this particular night, he just had a pout going on with some sexy-ass cheekbones and some full lips. And he just happened to look really fucking sexy in his mugshot. He did. He it's just like true. He was fine as hell.
He like he was great. When Maleficent said, well, well. Mitch from Superfruit did that in his last video. In their
oh
last video,
God.
He did this shit. And I died.
Wow,
I laughed like
yes.
30 minutes.
That is exactly what he
I
looked like.
Him. Anyway.
Boo is fine.
Yeah, he is. He's fine.
Yeah. And I usually don't go up for him, you know, that light or that eye color, but baby.
Well, you know what, do. I
yes.
don't even know what that was.
I know.
So, yes. After his picture was posted on Facebook, you know, the thirst began and it went... It didn't stop.
Like it continues today.
Like a 7th Streeter song. It
yes.
just kept on going.
Okay.
He quickly got tens of thousands of likes and comments from loads of people who were very interested. I don't know what you call that website. GoFund? One of those websites where you
Kickstarter
raise
or something.
One of those shits.
Yeah.
Was started for his bail.
Which was $1 million. So, you know you gonna need. Like, come on, y'all. Like. You're not raising
you
that kind of money.
You might as well let your baby have a choice between skim and chocolate milk this
okay.
week, bitch, because that money is not getting
it
him out.
It is not getting him out of jail. Like, that man is in so much trouble that his bail is at $1 million. Like,
one? Well, it's 900,000, but we know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, same shit. So
900,000, a million, what difference does it make? You niggas are not raising that on the internet for this man. Sorry.
So before you talk about, you know... Ooh, he could kill this pussy or whatever the fuck whatever the girls say. Let's go over. Jeremy allegedly spent 9 years in prison for grand theft. In 2002, he was charged with
that
robbery.
That just meant he steals something nice. That's not so bad.
Yeah, I think grand theft, I think the price differs in state. I think in Florida, it's like anything over $350 if you steal it. It's
oh, wow, really? Mm-hmm. Damn, that's
but that
a
might
low threshold.
Be Florida. Right. In 2002... He was charged with robbery and corporal injury to a child, a 16-year-old.
Oh, right. And I think he was 18 or 19 at that age, so...
Not so bad. You know...
It's not like he was 36 beating up on a 16-year-old. 16 and 19, that's just like a little high school scuffle.
You know how many people probably said that shit?
I know a lot of girls in bottom sat here and justified
2 years.
All of this.
That's nothing, girl.
I know people personally who sat here and justified every last one of his charges, like, to themselves.
In 2007, he was charged with identity theft and resisting arrest.
Oh, yikes.
Now he has been charged with illegal possession of firearms and ammo, carrying a loaded firearm in public, and criminal street gang activity.
But he is fine.
But he's fine.
He is.
And I heard that he's been offered, like... a modeling contract from some hood modeling agency that probably started on Instagram.
Jesus.
I'm not sure I don't know the name of it. This is just something that I heard the other day. And he can make as much as $30,000 a month as a fashion model if he ever gets out of prison.
What's crazy is that his brother is just as fine.
I haven't seen the picture of his brother
yet. What? His brother is like... How did you... How are there two of you? Like... I don't know if his brother is in a bunch of trouble on and off like he is, but I just was stunned. Like, the brother is just as fine. And then they have a sister who, you know, bless her heart, she's not ugly. But when you have two brothers who look like that, it's just like, oh, damn. So it had to go. Maybe it was just all in the mama. Like, the mama just, her eggs were really focused on delivering some beautiful ass boys.
Oh, yeah, his brother is fine.
See? I told you.
Okay. So, I forgot what we were doing. Yes, hot topics. So, Jeremy also is married.
Mm-hmm.
Wifey's pissed. He has a 3-year-old son also. And he says, you know, he doesn't want people to think that he's some sort of kingpin. This is not who he really is. Seems like it's who he's been for quite some time, bro.
As soon as you use the word kingpin, that automatically...
He's just said he hasn't worked his way up to kingpin yet.
Oh, okay. So don't think I'm the boss yet, but yeah. I'm on my way.
He's like, still a young nigga moving that dough. Nah, you know.
I can't. I'm through.
So...
All I know is half my timeline was like, he can come shoot up this club with no shame.
Gross.
Well, it's...
That is, yuck.
And still, the it's everywhere. The thirst, it runs deep.
Then some nudes came out that were allegedly his.
Oh, yeah.
They told me that they're not.
Oh, they're not.
Either way, beautiful
they
nudes.
They were impressive.
Great nudes. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe they're not his. They could be, but.
Either way. Got my life.
To whom they belong.
So, yeah. That's Jeremy, the light-skinned killer. I mean.
Yeah.
Whatever. He's a very attractive guy. I would like for him to, you know, stay out of trouble and go be a family man or whatever. But to his mom, his wife, brother, sister, all you niggas at home, I'm not giving Jeremy a goddamn nickel just because it looked like he used to fucking model Sean John.
Absolutely not.
In the back of the Source. I'm not doing it.
Right.
I can't give you any money for your Aniche model son or brother mm-hmm. or whatever. I can't.
Although when
you remember the like Sean John or Gabrod or whoever the fuck, Jabo, whatever the fuck, when they used to have Looney Tunes and shit on them on the jeans. Who
yes.
was that? That's like.
Bitch, not Jabo.
Whatever.
Woo, you took it back.
So, next. Ooh, here's a cute one.
I love that we went from black excellence to just black the worst.
Well. Mixed race the worst.
Oh, right. Okay, well, don't claim them if you don't have to.
You know, that's what the race draft is for. No, I think, whatever. Keisha Cole is fake gay now. So let's talk about
it. Oh, no, let's not. Because did you hear that song?
Keisha Cole has a new song out called She.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the song is about her desire to try something new. In the bedroom. Mm. And by something new, we mean Cleto Rice.
Really?
A little clit action.
Gross. Gross.
Yuck.
When you say it like that. Ugh.
Can you? Ugh.
No, I'm sorry. Keisha Cole, what?
I feel like the room would smell like ramen water.
I just know her vagina smells like Velveeta. This is not an activity that I want to bear witness to. Like,
Keisha,
at all.
If you were going to make a fake lesbian song like Katy Perry, you should have at least made a good one.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's terrible.
It's so bad.
And whoever wrote it said that it was about a woman discovering her love for herself and not lesbians. Like, shut up, sis. Because even if that's the case, it's extremely poorly written. But... Like, no matter how you... Because why else is everybody thinking that this is about two girls fucking? Like, you just... Your intent didn't come across. But either way, the song fucking blows.
It sucks.
Everything about it is terrible. I'm sorry. There are no redeeming qualities to this. This is what you were doing while you were beefing with Michelle and shit and being fake mad at Beyonce. This is what you came out with? This is why they laugh at you. Goddamn, bitch. Who are you? You
it
really...
Sucks.
This was your contribution. This was what you came up with.
Now, let me tell you something. If Keisha Cole does ever decide to go, like, you know, lipstick lesbian or whatever,
no.
I am a huge fan. Nope. Lesbians are my favorite kind of person. I keep saying this. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, more power to you. I'm still going to shade you down, girl, because I don't see it for you. But, I mean, I was almost like, ooh, what if this song is good? I would be able to finally say that I support something Keisha Cole is doing. But you had the nerve to be doing this fake gay song, and then it sucks on top of that.
It's terrible.
Shame.
It's really fucking bad. And I know a video is coming. I know it is. And that it can't be any better. So.
I mean, now if she's going to be wearing them Steve Madden shoes, she'd be trying to sell to the girls.
This bird. I heard she's getting a divorce. That's too bad.
It's about time.
Well, I don't really care.
And I saw whatever her husband's name.
Booby. What is your real name?
Daniel. You know, it's probably one of those names that you get when you're like, and it sticks with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, gotta be it.
I saw that nigga at Everyday People and he is fine.
Is he really?
Yes. Anyway, I don't know. I guess he's a dog. I don't know what happened. I've heard terrible things about him, but I don't know what goes on in their bedroom or their personal.
Yeah.
And I don't care. All I know is that nigga is fine and Keisha's late. So.
Yeah, good luck with that song, except not really because it's really bad. So.
Drake and Skylar Diggins. What do these two people have in common?
Light skin.
Yes.
Pretty. Pretty hurts.
The judges are going to take that one.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all. That's all I got.
Really nothing. Okay. They're just in this story.
Oh, I really thought that it was like...
like nothing.
I was excited to guess.
Drake has, I guess, and I follow this nigga too, and I knew nothing about this. I guess this is why.
Wow.
This is how much I give a fuck about Drake's Instagram. He's been posting a bunch of pictures of Skylar Diggins, who is a very beautiful and talented WNBA player, and I believe she's signed to Roc Nation Sports.
I believe so.
So, he was posting a bunch of pictures of her on Instagram, and... you know, that led people to believing that he was thirsting after that athletic look.
What? What did you just do?
Like a little shimmy with shoulders.
Okay. Don't ever. Like.
That sporty spice.
Man, I have never thought we needed cameras in the studio till just now because the world deserved to see that.
Oh, don't tell them that. Eventually, Skylar's boyfriend, who is also quite a cutie, he posted a picture of them together and tagged Drake in it.
Wow.
I guess it's his way of saying, back off, queen. This ain't what you want.
Right. Amen.
So then...
does Skylar participate in this at all, or is she just like Beyonce in the elevator? I mean, she's in the picture. No, but like, is she participating in the conversation?
Not from what I hear. She's, you know, busy being fine and talented and rich.
Yeah, the WNBA season, I think, is just starting up. Like, I think they just got underway, so.
Leave it to Drake to be, like, the only fucking rapper that is openly standing for a WNBA player. No shade. Like,
well, back when people first found out about her, it was, like, this crazy phenomenon. Like, everybody was obsessed with her. But that was a couple of years ago. When she was playing for Notre Dame, I think. So now that she's been out for a while, everybody's kind of familiar with Skylar Diggins. The thirst has kind of let up. But I guess you know how Drake loved to bring up old shit. Like his obsession with Aaliyah. Like, let it go.
After the boyfriend said, don't mess with my bae. I'm going to be the one to bring it to you. Drake posted another picture in a shirt with her name and number on the back of it. And then he posted like some clips. I was wondering what the fuck this was about.
What is wrong with him?
I didn't even hit play. He posted some Instagram clips of his label homie, OB O'Brien. And the dude basically was trying to say that Drake is a fan of her and her athleticism. He thinks that she is a great athlete and he's a fan of her in the game. And he's not going to allow any of you queens to to bash him.
Are you being serious?
For being thirsty. Yeah. I mean, in his own little way, he basically said that he's not trying. Drake isn't trying to fly her to a private island or anything. And it's like, what the fuck makes any of y'all think that Skylar Diggins is even interested in being flown or being thirsted after? She's probably flying her man to private islands and shit. Like, what are y'all like?
Like, she has shit to do than be caught up in Drake and his Instagram wars going back and forth with her boyfriend and
how
shit.
How about like, her birth canal, mama? Like, leave her the fuck alone.
Like, relax. And if you were such a fan of athleticism, then it just seems to me you would be posting Brittany Griner or Maya Moore all over your Instagram and not so much Skylar Diggins, who, I mean, she's a good player, don't get me wrong, but if you're talking about women's basketball and like strong athletic players, Skylar Diggins is not like the top example of that in the league.
Oh,
she's
well,
just fine, and everybody knows it, so don't front like you some huge fan of the way she plays. She's just gorgeous.
According to them, she, quote, handles herself like a lady.
Oh, okay. There we go. There's the bullshit.
She's femme.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what it
that's
means.
Right. She has long hair and a pretty face. She wears makeup and she is straight. So, yay, WNBA.
Get your asses out of here.
Like, y'all don't have to act like you really give a shit about the... Like, people like to front, like, their issue with the WNBA is that the girls are all manly or whatever. Even if they all look like Skylar Diggins, you still would not be watching. So, shut the fuck up.
Shoo, shoo, fly, don't bother me.
Blacks.
Last story.
Afro-Americans.
Aaliyah's cousin, Jomo Hankerson, has said that he... Actually, let me get into this the right way, because...
Is this Barry Hankerson's child?
I'm assuming so, yes.
Okay.
Which, I don't see for either one of them. He's been asked about the Lifetime movie that everyone is talking about starring Zendaya. Yes, I realize I said her name incorrectly 500 times last week.
Oh, it's not Zendaya?
Apparently it's Zendaya.
My bad too then, because I fucked it up also.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like Zendaya. My bad.
I mean, it looks like, whatever. Zendaya then. Girl, Jomo said that Diane and Rashad, Aaliyah's mom and brother, didn't really know anything about it, but he is against the movie being made too, and that no one had any conversation with the family, so they're not going to be able to do it right, and they want it to stop, and Lifetime is taking advantage of us, and da-da-da. And then he said,
"Oh Lord,"
he said that he feels like an Aaliyah movie needs to be in theaters. It should be a major movie, which I agree with. And he would love to have Zoe Saldana play her. No!
No.
No!
No.
No! No, Jomo! No! No, you wouldn't! Be quiet! Shut! Shh! Be quiet! Say nothing else! No!
No. I'm sorry, no. I honestly, like, although I would like to see an Aaliyah movie in theaters, I don't know that an Aaliyah movie could really carry in theaters like that, because I don't think she was around long enough or had a big enough impact while she was alive to just really do numbers at the box office. But I don't need Zoe Saldana playing anybody else who used to live. Like, she needs to play purely fictional characters forever, because this whole... I can't believe...
We don't have to go back
there. Okay. Because I still can't believe that they're really making this movie. Like with the dark makeup and the fake nose.
I love Zoe Saldana, but like that whole Nina Simone thing is really almost like she's agitating me with it. It's like, first of all, you ain't got no business playing this woman. And then you like standing up in it like, yes, I am Nina Simone reincarnated. And I'm perfect for this role. Like, girl, shut up. And I don't see her for no damn... Why would she play Aaliyah? If you're really trying to tell this woman's story and all that, she's going to swoop her bang in front of her eye and play a 17-year-old girl. Shut up. Don't say anything else. Be quiet. We don't see it for Zendaya playing her, and she's a better Aaliyah than Zoe Saldana's ass should be. Zoe needs to be playing... fucking Avatar or Navi or whatever the fuck them creatures are, and aliens and Guardian of the Galaxy and slugs and birds and fucking
stop
spies and pirates. That's what she should do. She don't need to be nobody's damn Aaliyah. She doesn't need to fucking play black. I don't want to see like,
now I know she loves to talk about being like Afro Latina or whatever, and that's great, but we cannot let the same person play Nina Simone and fucking Aaliyah.
Look at that
goddamn
look at
leap.
The gap.
What? bitch, how do you go from Nina Simone to Aaliyah with the same actress? Like, no, you fucked up and cast her as Nina Simone, whatever. But I just refuse. I draw the line at letting Zoe Saldana be fucking Aaliyah. Call that girl from BET that August Alsina cussed out and give her that damn role.
I mean,
because honestly, the Zendaya girl, she's cute or whatever, but somebody adorable. Pointed this out on the internet. She looks like Lynn from Girlfriends with that swoop bang and everything. She does not even really favor Aaliyah. So
Persia White.
Yeah, she looks like Persia White. Like, come on, y'all. This is enough bullshit. Just stop it. I'm done.
Persia White look more like Aaliyah than Zendaya does.
Well, I mean, I'm not even finna argue with you.
How about we just don't make it?
Yeah.
How about we just don't do this movie?
I still haven't heard Aaliyah's mama or Rashad say anything about it, which leads me to believe that it should not be made.
I think they did really release a statement, but I could be making that up in my mind. I'm not sure. But either way, I know they're against it.
Yeah.
And I'm against the shit, too. Like, no, nothing against Zendaya. I have said I think that she's adorable and I do think that she's talented. And why, like, if she really does live for Aaliyah the way that she says she does, why would she be like, oh, no, I'm not going to do this role? Even though, well, Tiana Taylor allegedly did that.
Yeah.
When she found out that the family
supposedly,
was involved.
Supposedly, right.
She was like, oh, no, I'm not going to be doing it. But, girl, you ain't had no business to be nobody's Aaliyah either. So.
Right. I mean, really, even though I had never heard of the girl before you told me about her, I don't see nothing wrong with the Keisha Shantae person. It just... I'm certain that Zendaya is cast because she has the built-in Disney audience. And so
right.
That is going to... Right, that's like instant, automatic...
And those white people of Lifetime know that.
Yeah.
They're doing this movie based on a book that's not even authorized by anybody that knew Aaliyah.
This is all you need to know right now. So this nobody can complain about this shit.
It's like if
when
they were
going to
do
TV.
A Beyonce biopic based on that damn movie of her that's on Netflix. You know that unauthorized
yes, that bullshit
Beyonce
where
autobiography?
Anybody who knows how to put some clips together on YouTube could have made that shit. Like, it's nothing. Like, please.
We don't want to watch your YouTube.
We don't want to watch your movie. And that's what this is going to be on Lifetime. Just basically a YouTube mashup of Aaliyah's life. Why are we looking at this?
Go away.
Leave us alone.
So that's the hot topics for this week.
Okay.
I was going to mention Angie Martinez.
Oh yeah, you should say something about that.
Angie Martinez just recently left Hot 97 after working there for like 20 some odd years.
Yeah.
And it was this really big deal, and they had this really cool tribute for her the day that she left, and people were crying, and it was so emotional. And I felt really, like, moved, because I remember being in, like, high school and listening to Angie Martinez interviews and going, like, it must be Angie on the mic, the butt of me, honey, got the sugar, got the spice.
Okay.
Oh, so you just act like you don't remember the Lady Gaga
No, but
remix?
That is like the one piece of music that I know from Angie Martinez. So that's why I'm letting you do this.
Icon.
I know that, but I didn't know that until I moved to New York. In Oklahoma, it was just like Angie Martinez is that Latina lady who sometimes jumps on other people's tracks. And then we know she's a DJ up in New York. But I did not understand her impact at all until I moved here. I get it now, but then it was just like, okay, well.
She's a huge, huge, huge... huge icon in like in radio, not even just New York radio. I think in radio and in radio period,
right? I think so.
And
too.
So it was a really big deal for her, you know, to be leaving Hot 97 and then going on over to their big rival station, Power 105.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people have been accusing her of being like disloyal and jumping ship and leaving all of her friends and. Going against a blood oath. Like, what?
Yeah, so ridiculous.
Sit your asses down somewhere. You know that, like, Emmis or whatever, Hot 97, it's not run by Ebro and Misinfo and Funkmaster Flex. It's not. Like, Hot 97 is, like, Ebro's their program director. You know about all of, like, the different personalities and things that you
right.
see and hear and stuff like on the show, but it's bigger than that. Like, if she went to Power 105, she probably went over there because they offered her something dope.
Yeah,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
There were no hard feelings. I'm sure everybody, when she was leaving, knew she was leaving for Power. It was like,
right.
let this lady do what she... First of all, she has put in the work. Mama has got, like, Jay-Z's phone number. She has paid her dues. Let her do what she wants. She's legend. So, I think that she... Someone told me once, like, a real businessman or real businesswoman respects a great offer.
Yeah.
And if she got a great offer and she's going out there to go do that, let her do that shit. Like, what the fuck?
Like, every last one of y'all wouldn't leave your job for another job that paid $5 more an hour. Okay. Like, don't front.
You sitting at work right now.
Right now.
Looking next
on Craigslist.
And look across the hall. To the other cubicle, to that great friend that always got some Oreos in their fucking their drawer.
Right.
And y'all are just great work buddies. And if somebody in another company offered you a larger salary, you would tell Quita or whatever the fuck sitting next to you, Oreos. Girl, it's been great. That's
it. Yes. You would tell them white people who have been signing your checks for the past 5 years, it's been real.
You always brought double stuff, and I appreciate that about you. But girl,
competitor X is offering $16 an hour instead of $14.50, so I'm gonna have to go.
I'm leaving.
All of you.
No hard feelings, but if you got some, suck my ass. I'm going where the money's at.
So don't talk to me about disloyalty when it comes to contracts and money, because all of us need to look out for ourselves first. Go, Angie. I'm proud of you. Congratulations.
I love her. So that's the hot topics then. Yeah, I'm finished.
Kay.
I'm going to adjust my breasts, and then we're gonna come back. My bra. Hey guys, don't forget to check out our great sponsors over at NatureBox, the monthly subscription service that delivers better snacks straight to you, to your home, to your job, and things and places of that nature. There's no high fructose corn syrup, no hydrogenated oils or artificial flavors or colors. It's super convenient with an automated delivery, and they change their snacks every month. There's such a large variety from salty to sweet, so check them out.
Yes, guys, NatureBox is giving you 50% off your first box today at naturebox.com/the read. It's a subscription service that offers the ability to discover and enjoy delicious and nutritious snacks on a monthly basis. They ship to all 50 states as well as FPO and APO addresses and PO boxes. They have three different sizes available for you to choose from. So again, head on over to naturebox.com/the read to get 50% off your very first box. It's time to make some smarter choices with what you eat with NatureBox.
NatureBox. Pew. Hey, hi, hello, yo, what's up?
Yes.
Naomi, own boy.
I love that very much. So.
No. Oh, do you?
Yes, I'm enthralled.
Someone's going to catch it.
These are our listener letters. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. And our first question comes from Shingi, who says, hi, Kit, Fear, and Crystal. I'm a huge fan of your show. I have
I'm sorry, that just reminded me of the lead singer of Noisettes.
Okay. I don't
it's fine. I'll get you hip.
All right. I have a music-related question for you both. This is no shade, but if you...
Okay, well...
Wait, how did I miss that the first time?
Let's just go right on into
this. This is no shade, but if you were both suddenly gifted with an immense amount of musical talent and a high-end record deal with a label of your choice, what kind of musicians would you want to be? How is that shade?
That's not shady.
Okay. What would be your main genre, performance style, and what would you want to talk about in your music? My first thought was that Kid Fury would give us a slightly classier version of Fly Young Red with some Southern flair.
Bitch.
And Chris.
That was the shade. Took a minute to get here, but there it is. Front and center.
And Crystal would be a cross between Adele and Prince.
Of course you get the good shit.
But I would love to hear your thoughts. Listen, I'll take a cross between Adele and Prince. That
what?
Sounds like Janelle Monáe to me, who is one of my idols. So thank you, girl. Or boy, I don't really know. But yeah, I forgot how that was shady. And then I remembered the Fly Young Red part. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's...
That was really mean.
Fly Young Red is the person who created that... Throw Your boy pussy song, right?
That was so very unkind.
I don't think they meant that in a mean way,
though.
That
actually hurt my feelings.
Did it really?
Yeah.
No, I think the person meant it in like a fun, ratchet way, not like a garbage way.
No, my heart hurts.
No, don't be sad. Wait, really?
It's like Kid Fury, you're riffraff.
No!
And Crystal,
no, no,
you're
not-
Celine Dion. Okay, great.
No, not like that. Like, this person is saying, like, you're fun and everybody loves you in the club and you're hot and exciting and, like, you put out fun music to dance to and you would be, like, a good DJ, stuff like that. No?
So what would yours be?
I don't know how this person got a cross between Adele and Prince for me. I really don't. But, I mean, I'm still going to accept it. But I don't know how you got that off of me.
So is this a question?
I think this is based off of like our personalities. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, oh, if you were a musician, what kind of music would you make? Like, fun. I could see that, how you could make like some southern, like.
Fly, young Rick.
Okay. Wow. Are you really like offended?
I don't know what I would do. I don't really.
Jesus.
I've always thought that I would either be like the male Azealia Banks and do like, and like rap over like a bunch of housey, trappy kind of things. Or I guess that would be what the fuck ever it is that you're trying to talk about. But I mean, fly young red bitch, goddamn. And then I'm not really offended, by the way.
I was going to say, I think this person is a bigger fan of Fly Young Red than you are.
Clearly.
Because nobody would be like that rude to you.
Like, did you go pay to see him in El Morocco too, girl?
Okay.
Speaking of the devil. Listen, so I think I would either be, yeah, like a really, like a trippy acid rap queen, or I would be like, I don't know, like Lana Del Rey. Like, I'd be like a really dreary alternative rock R&B.
Hipster, I feel so sad
alone
kind of music.
On the train at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Kind of like The Weeknd, but good.
Muted feelings and shit. That's what she gives me. She gives me sleepy time music. Like,
her
let's work it out.
Number one, honey.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
She beats Sam Smith, which, like.
Oh,
I
wow.
I mean, I guess because she's maybe.
I
Sam
guess
Smith
she's
is
already
a little newer,
established. Right.
But let me tell you something about Samantha and that voice.
Her name is Samantha.
His name's Sam.
Oh,
I'm talking
I thought
about
you
Sam
meant,
Smith.
Oh, I thought you meant that was Lana Del Rey's real name. I was like, really?
Lana Del Rey's real name was Elizabeth Grant.
Has anybody asked her why she picked the Latina name for herself instead of the white one she was born with? That was a real question. No?
I don't know where that name came from.
She always
actually
strikes me as like racist adjacent. Always. I think I remember her in an Indian headdress one time.
Oh, yeah. She got a lot of flack for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a fan.
I like her music. Kay. I like her. I do. But I just don't. I mean, Sam Smith's voice is like, I can't believe it's not better. It's just, it's, anyway. His
album's
great,
too. He has a nice
too.
Voice, but it's so high-pitched. Like, it's difficult for
his
me to
range
listen
to. Is crazy. I just don't know why he's always, like, he does the
he's
high-pitched
always in
part.
The upper.
Yeah, he's up there a lot.
It's just a lot for me to listen to. I prefer lower voices.
I love it.
Mm, you know what I mean?
Either way.
It's fine. He's definitely talented. It's just not the first thing I would put on.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd either be like really dark and depressing or like, I don't know, Wayman from Low Down Dirty Shame.
This person's going to feel so conflicted about whether they actually upset you with that question. So.
No, you didn't. It's just like, I can't believe that you got Adele and Prince and I got Fly Young Rich.
No.
Like, not even Trina. Not even Trina.
In hindsight, well, okay. So let's move on to our next question. This says, hey guys, my name is Alex and I'm 20 years old and from LA. Today I write to you due to the fact that I've been seeing a guy that I met here at a club. We've been dating for 2 months and he is 40 and I'm 20. I know there's a 20-year difference, but for some reason I can get past it. He has great qualities, like he's very attractive and very well educated and knows how to treat me with respect.
I'm sorry, were the ages 20, 40?
Yeah, he's 20 and the boo is 40.
Okay.
One day, while spending time together on a date, I saw my parents in the same restaurant as us.
Whoop!
He recognized my dad and commented to me, that's my friend I work with.
Whoop!
I could not believe what I heard, and I got up to leave the restaurant. He then chased me and asked what was wrong, and I told him that that man is my father. He couldn't believe it either, and we left the restaurant before my parents could see us together. Should
wow.
I tell my dad that I'm dating one of his 40-year-old coworkers, keep dating him without my father knowing, or just end things for good? Yikes.
This is fun. So,
what do you
this
even
remind,
do?
Randomly reminded me of that episode of That's a Raven where she got caught dating an older guy and her parents were like, bitch, what?
Right.
And, such a great show. Okay, so if his parents know that he's gay, then I think I would say, like,
do
if
you
your
really?
Parents, if your parents know that you date guys and are like, if it's not like an uncomfortable thing for you to talk to talk about with your family, I think I'd say something. I don't even think I'd continue dating him, honestly.
Yeah, I think just the fact that you were cool with my dad before you knew me would be enough for me to like never be able to look at you the same again. Like, you are my father's, like,
bile in my
even
mouth.
If y'all aren't the same age, like, you guys are peers. Like, you are in my father's group.
I don't want you to have ever heard of my father.
Right.
Like, I don't want you, don't, ew.
You're in my daddy's circle. That's
weird.
The
only time that you should reference my dad is if you say, like, hey, Jacques J, how's your dad? Oh, you just got back from Miami. How are your parents? Like, that's, yes. I don't want for you to ever.
Ever.
You I don't mean, want you to have ever seen my daddy in passing. Like, oh, I saw him once at Denny's. Right. No, no, gross.
You need to have no knowledge mm-mm. of my parents in any way.
Like, ever in your life.
It would just really freak me out. And then to, I don't know. But I also think that, you know, I part of the reason why you were so freaked out is because you know good and damn well you probably should not be dating somebody 40 years old.
I don't think that that's it.
You really don't?
I don't. I mean, he probably feels a way about it because otherwise he wouldn't have said anything. But it may have just been to get to the point that this man works with my daddy because so, they are like the same. They are peers. They are the same age. No,
would
girl.
Would you be more freaked out over the fact that the boyfriend was like the daddy's coworker or the fact that there's a 20-year age difference between them?
The daddy's coworker.
Really?
Yeah. Although I don't think you have any damn business dating a guy that's 40 when you're 20. Like,
I don't think a 40-year-old has business dating you.
Yeah.
I can see why a 20-year-old would date a 40-year-old, money, established, got security and relatively comfortable in life. But what I don't see is why a 40-year-old would be like, yeah, let me go scoop up that 20-year-old.
Well, it's the exact same thing, but backwards. Because a lot of these niggas like to get these young boys that are fast and then take care of them.
No offense.
Well, I'm not saying you're fast. Yeah, but no. I'm saying, like, a lot of these young boys, like, older men.
That's, like, the
that's
thing.
That's why you always be hearing about these young queens talking about they got daddies and shit like that. Or be driving around
apps.
In cars that some other nigga is paying a fucking note on. That's what that shit comes from. Because a lot of men, a lot of gay men will go out and go get these young, pretty boys and take care of them. Yeah. I don't know if that's this situation, but I don't see why else a 40-year-old would be dating a 20-year-old.
Right.
Like, at that age, you so, like, ignorant to the world, no shade.
No,
like,
no.
You really,
you really
have
are, though.
So much more to, like, learn and so much to fine-tune about yourself.
You have no
that
idea.
Any 40-year-old with sense would not even be trying to get into all of that.
Nope.
Unless you, like, unless he's taking care of you, because then, like, bitch,
right.
Shut up. Like, make sure to get the gas in the car. Matter of fact, here's money for it. Like, you don't have to say nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And odds are you won't if you're being kept. But again, that is not what this is about. I think that
should he tell his dad, though?
You should break up with this nigga. And then if you break up with him, then don't say anything to him. But
yeah.
If you're going to continue to date him, then I would say, because.
But what if he gets hurt feelings and goes to work and tells his daddy, like, oh, I just want you to know that me and your son used to date.
If he does that, then that tells you a lot about who and who you should not be dating. Because it's one thing to be a 40-year-old dating a 20-year-old, but it's a damn another thing to be a 40-year-old and acting like a 20-year-old dating. A 20-year-old.
Come on with this
because
word.
At that point you don't need to, you at that point you should not, you should have all of the messiness should have already left your life.
Right. You're too
40,
old to be that petty. You're too old.
But either way, I think you should
I
break
do
up
think,
with him.
Right. I agree with Kid Fury that you should break up with him. And maybe, you know, I'm sure the age difference is not as creepy to you as it sounds to us. And that's fine. It shouldn't be. You know, at 20 your perspective should be different. But at the same time, it's so weird that he works with your dad. Like, how long can y'all keep this going? How long can this relationship really last without your parents knowing who you're dating and where he works? Like, this is inevitable. And if you're not gonna be able to do it in the future, then you're definitely not able to deal with it now. I don't see why you would prolong the inevitable. Like, you might as well just break up with him.
Yeah, I don't see it for this at all. But that, like, even if you. Even if the age thing didn't bother you, I couldn't kiss him without thinking about my daddy.
Right.
Gross.
Like,
No.
So.
Ugh. Their work probably, their clothes smell the same after coming home from work and shit. Oh, gross.
Okay. All right. Now I'm thinking about, like, okay. Let's just not. So send your questions to askarita@gmail.com. We're going to go take a break because gross.
Yuck. Hey, y'all, don't forget to go and check out our sponsors at Hulu Plus. If you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you can get an extended trial for free and access to tons and tons of really cool video content, including, as I always spaz about, Sailor Moon. They've also got Community. You can catch up on that. Still really sad that it canceled it. The Mindy Project is on there. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Loads of really great shows. So check them out.
Yes, guys, Hulu Plus is normally $7.99 a month, but we are hooking you up with a free 2-week trial, and you can see all those great shows Kid Fury mentioned, plus others like The Colbert Report and The Daily Show, like he said, The Mindy Project, one of my faves. And then, of course, you can watch on so many different devices, your laptop, you can use your Xbox One or your Roku or your Amazon TV, your PlayStation 4, all kinds of different ways to check out great Hulu content. So again, HuluPlus.com/TheRead for that free 2-week trial. You are going to find something you love with the good folks over at Hulu Plus.
So check them out, and let's wrap the show up. So, girl.
You look like you've been waiting to say something.
Actually, I haven't. I just thought of this read a few hours ago, but it's a pretty good one.
Okay. Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you not? You want me to go first?
Oh, no. No, no, no. If it's that good, I'll go first. Because you're just going to just... Yes.
Oh, we'll just go for it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't care.
I hope that we're not talking about the same topic.
I don't think so.
Okay, because my read this week goes out to a 17-year-old white girl in Washington who is lucky that she's 17. That's the only reason we don't know her name.
Okay.
She was babysitting an adorable, precocious little 4-year-old girl named Abby. And this dumbass 17-year-old invited her boyfriend and his friend over to the house to rob it.
What?
Oh, yeah. So this white girl invited her boyfriend and his friend over to the house to rob the house while she was babysitting. To take nice stuff, the Wii, I think Abby said they took her Wii, some other shit, out of the house, robbed the house while they were gone. The other problem is that this 17-year-old dumbass bitch then decided to blame it on two black guys and then said that one of them looked like the neighbor next door. So do you know what happened when this 17-year-old white girl accused two strange black men of robbing the house and one of them looked like the man next door? They went and took that man and interviewed him for hours about this shit. And nobody would have known that it was actually this bitch's boyfriend and her friend had not little Abby spoken up and said, no, no, that's the wrong skin color.
Workout, Ab.
Abby said, no, 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 no. That is not it. What she said? Uh-uh. No, that bitch is lying.
How old is Abby?
Abby is 4.
Work, Abby.
So they asked Abby about this, and Abby said, they came in and they said they were going to take all my stuff. He took my Wii, and he took my PlayStation.
Listen.
And he took my Easy Bake. Abby was like, listen.
Abby wanted her shit back.
Abby wanted her shit back. How dare you roll up at Abby's house and take her fucking flat screen? She don't have time.
Abby fucked up.
Bitch, Binya is coming on TV, and she can't watch it like she want to because them niggas came and took her shit. Abby, and so they talking to Abby about, you know, what did the men look like, and I guess they thought this little 4-year-old girl was too stupid. Like bitch, you didn't know she could talk? Do you think she can't see? What? Why would you even?
She's 4.
She's 4. She's a fucking person, infant. Right? She's not 4 months, bitch. She's 4 years. So Abby straight up said, no, wrong skin color.
That whole line.
They look like us. They don't look like that. And this extremely gracious black man, who is better than basically everybody I know, was just like, well, I just hope, you know, that they learned a lesson out of this, and you can't be accusing people of stuff that they didn't do. And like a very gracious answer when anybody else would have went Rosewood on that whole damn neighborhood. Damn, anybody else would have been like, oh, okay, bitch, you gonna accuse me of coming in this? I live next door. Steal for what? You the poor bitch over here babysitting. Got somebody coming over here to boost this shit. I got money. And it's just another example of how white women, remember that white woman who claimed that a black man jumped in her car and drove in the fucking lake in like the late 90s or the early 2000s? This shit happened. I don't remember where. But it was some white woman. She had everybody in the country crying, talking about, oh, please find my babies, my precious babies. Didn't no black man jump in your car and take your kids, bitch, and then drive them into a lake, kill himself and your kids? her crazy ass drove the car into the lake and drowned her own damn kids and then blamed it on a black man. It's just another one of those examples of like these bitch ass people who want to do something fucked up and then blame it on black men because they automatically know everybody's going to believe a white woman over a black man. Right. And even still, it took a four-year-old white girl was trusted more than the black man who lived next door. His grown ass was like, steal for what the fuck? And nobody cared until the four-year-old white girl was like, oh right, no, not Negroes this time.
That's actually incorrect. My Mario Brothers game can be found at wherever the fuck she sucks dick at. Because I don't know nothing about Tyrone. I've never met him.
I come home from soccer practice.
The man's name is Cody.
I know Cody was just like, really? I have a white ass name. I live in a white ass neighborhood. My name is fucking Cody.
I see Cody sometimes when I come home from soccer practice outside.
He waves.
I wave back. Don't have anything against him. But what you need to do is go get my juicy juice. Yes. And this bitch knows where it's at.
Go find my goldfish because that bitch and her raggedy ass friends came and took my shit. So shout out to little Abby, the 4-year-old non-racist who just wants her shit back. And to the 17-year-old little dizzy ass bitch and her ridiculous ass dumb dick friends. I just hope all three of you ride in hell. Because, no, and I feel like it's appropriate.
I feel like it is.
Because you couldn't just say somebody robbed the house. It had to be black people. And it couldn't just be black people. It had to be the nigga next door. Fuck you, bitch.
Why would you even... That is the dumbest... What? So you, first of all...
And did this in front of somebody who could talk.
And fuck you for bringing people into this nigga's house. And robbing them right in front of this child. Like, why would you bring...
You couldn't even wait till she went to sleep? Like, you're just a dummy bitch. You're just a dummy bitch. She's lucky she's a minor and white. So I doubt anything too severe will happen to her. But still, fuck her.
Hopefully they at least have a V wherever she's going.
I hope Cody can sue her family for emotional distress and putting me under some bullshit because of your lies.
Yeah.
Hopefully so. Hopefully they can get some money in civil court or something because that is ridiculous.
I can't believe I've not heard about this.
Oh, yeah. It burned my grits right on up.
Okay.
What's your read this week?
Well, my read is... This is actually just inspired by a conversation that I had. I don't want anybody to get the wrong message or the wrong idea. I can't stand people who wait for you to be in a relationship or like a serious dating situation to be like all on your dick. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, actually.
Like those people who like just never see it for you. And so you see their asses all the time at work or at school, at the club, wherever the fuck. And then as soon as you've got someone on your arm and you look happy, then it's just like, oh, so what's up with you? Bitch, nothing. The goddamn sky, sweetheart. Same shit that was up yesterday. Get out of my motherfucking face. Are you kidding me? Right. And exes do that shit too.
Look at your face.
Leave me alone. Like, let me flourish. Let me do what the fuck it is that I'm doing. Oh, all of a sudden now, you're trying to slide up into bitches' DMs and shit because they're in a happy situation. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you cretins?
Why you didn't have nothing to say when I was single yesterday? Why do they always wait till you in a relationship? Like, never a day before.
I don't know if it's like this thrill of the chase or whatever. I don't know so much about women, obviously, but I'm sure they do it all the time too. In fact, no, I know that women do it. But,
yeah.
Leave me alone. And I don't understand, like, that whole mentality of fucking somebody else's man or somebody else's woman. Like, I just can't do it. You know that we were at the Reed in L.A., and first of all, shout out to L.A., we'll get to that in a second. We're at the Reed in L.A., and there were a few bays.
Yeah, there were some fine-ass people in the audience.
There were a few. And, you know, there was one in particular that caught my eye, but then I was just given the unfortunate news that he's taken, and I said, okay, well, you know, it's fine. Most of them are these days. But I respect the sanctum of another woman's home. Okay, you don't have to ring the alarm on me, sweetheart, because I'm not the one that's going to do it to you. And so many of my friends were like, you don't know that bitch. You ain't never seen that hoe before. You know, whatever. That ain't your business. That's not your responsibility. You ain't the one in a committed relationship. Karma bites back and she bites hard. And I don't want any of her wrath. She gonna come kick my ass one way or another. So I don't need it to be added in the relationship department either. I just can't do it. So ooh. I wish there were more people who thought that way. I'm not the person. It's like some people get off on taking somebody else's like lover from them. Go sit your hot in the pet.
Like they're literally not interested until you're in a relationship. Like it's their goal to be fuck niggas.
Or those motherfuckers who are like, I don't really want you, but I don't want anybody else to have you.
Yes.
Who will like stick around and fuck with your head and sleep with you and lay next to you and do all of these sweet things.
Oh yeah.
But they're not interested in you at all. They just want for you to stay put because they don't want you to see, they don't want to see you happy with someone else.
Right.
Someone that you probably should be with. And probably someone who you'd have a healthy, happy relationship with. They know that they have enough power over your emotions to keep you right where you are, and they're going to keep you there, right there in their pocket. And a lot of you actually should be aware of this.
Yeah.
Because I think if we were more proactive in that area, we'd have a lot less read letters.
Or
because
they
a
just...
lot of you are dating fuckboy. It's, again, we have talked about, you know, there are several different kinds of fuckboys. They're a lot like Pokemon. And one type of them, you got to catch them all. You got to catch them all and release their asses into the wild. One of them is that type of person that doesn't really love you. They might have, you know, feelings for you or whatever, but it's not...
They have love for you.
They have love for you, but they're
not
in love with you. They don't love you. Right. But they don't want to see you with anyone else.
Or they just want to pursue you for all eternity and never actually make a commitment to you, which is just as infuriating. Like, they don't actually want... They have no intention of building something with you, and they know that's what you want, so they string you along just enough to keep your ass interested until you finally get tired and say, I can't do this shit no more.
So if that's you, fuck off and fuck right on up, sweetheart. That's how I feel right here on this today, and that's my read.
Amen.
Oh, so now you want me mad now, acting bad, pulling out your gats now.
You never miss an opportunity.
You know, she's
and I love
just,
it every time.
She's my queen, and I love her so much.
She's the blueprint.
So that's the read this week. Hope you didn't hate it. And I don't know. Shout out to Los Angeles. It was a great turnout. It was loads of fun. And I really appreciate your weather. I also appreciate your food.
What was it that you had?
I experienced Jack in the Box. Now, Jack in the Box, to many of you, is probably no fucking big deal because it's basically like a fast food place, burgers and fries and shit. But, oh, girl, let me explain how the Munchie Meal or Munchie Box or Munchie Tower, whatever the fuck.
Is that really what it's called? Munchie?
Munchie.
Okay.
And it is served between the hours of like 9 and 5 or some shit like that. So they know their target audience, honey. And let me tell you something. I was part of it. And I got my whole entire life. Or 9 to whenever the fuck they close. I don't know.
Okay. No, you meant 9 p.m.
Yeah, 9 p.m.
Oh, okay. That's why I was so confused.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's cool. No. Like late night.
Yeah. So what's in it?
You get...
Oh, bitch.
All of the fries. Curly and... I don't know what the other one is called.
Regular.
The regular nigga fry.
Yeah.
They're seasoned to perfection. And then you get two tacos. And then you get the sandwich of your choice. And when I say choice, I mean you have like 6, 7, or 8 sandwiches that you do. There's so much food. And it cost $6.
Your whole face right now.
$6 American. For all of that food. I told them niggas, one of those I asked that lady, is this legal? Like, are you allowed to do this? I can have all this food for $6. Are you sure? Like, because I won't tell anybody if it's supposed to be
like,
a secret.
Listen.
It'll be between you
right,
and I.
Right. Like, it can stay between us.
We do it all the time. I said, man, one of these tacos in New York City would have been a cool dub. Are you serious right now? Anyway, L.A. was great. I went into the fucking CVS for some Jolly Ranchers and some lotion.
It was.
And we were staying in West Hollywood. And a certain part of West Hollywood is extremely gay. Like, like the Trader Joe's, every single shop has like a rainbow flag in it. The barbershop, Five Guys, they're all, even like the
Five Guys,
the walkways are painted rainbow colors. Like, it's very, very gay neighborhood. Oh, Lord. So when I went to the CVS, I said in my head, I bet you they ain't got no fleet in here. Like, just joking, because I'll never forget this one time I was in downtown Miami during Sizzle, and I went to the CVS, and I thought that as a joke, and I went over to the aisle, and there were no enemas. None. And I said, that's right, Queens, you won't get caught slipping. So it just reminded me of that. And when I was in that CVS, I was like, I bet you they got no fleet in here. So I had to go walk down there just to laugh at myself. Oh, no. Not only did they have fleets, they had them in two aisles. And they had a surplus of enemas. They had 10 packs of enemas.
Who has ever needed a 10
pack? Why do you need 10 of them?
Like, 10? Are all the homies?
I have seen 2 packs. I have even seen 3 packs in some, like, weird, like, Jacksonville. I'm like, okay. But 10 of them? I said, rock out, West Hollywood,
bitch.
The
whole motherfucking crew must be up here. They said, out.
See, y'all just weren't prepared for that weekend. Here in West Hollywood, it sizzle week, year round.
Oh, my God.
And there will be no shitty kitties on this side of Cali.
Okay, I'm actually done
so
with you.
So that, it was just such a great experience. We met really cool people. I had so many laughs and ate great.
Yes.
And enjoyed so many herbal offerings. And all of you were great fun. So thanks, Los Angeles. I can't wait to get back out there.
Yes.
But apparently we need to go to the Bay.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing that. It's one of those things where you don't realize how far apart the cities are till you get to that state. Like, oh, I thought
yeah,
San Francisco
right.
was like right down the street. And everybody's like, no, bitch. Like, it's a hike.
It's like maybe
three
really
or 4 hours.
I can't wait to go
home.
There.
So.
Don't be mad at me for saying this. But every time I think of the Bay, I think of E40. And I think of Natalie Nunn. And I only think of Natalie Nunn because she always says, bitch, I'm from the Bay. And it was like, girl,
okay.
What?
Well, great.
If you don't sit your motherfucking dagger-shaped chin down somewhere, bitch. Like,
I don't think they were mad at the E40 part, but that Natalie
Nunn,
they're
probably,
probably like,
pissed them
okay,
off.
The fuck?
I got the ticket.
Stop this.
Okay, so yeah, that's 3.
Yes, don't forget to head on over to Nature Box and check out one of their great offerings. They've got 3 different sizes for you to choose from over at naturebox.com/3. Get 50% off your first box with Nature Box. And make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram at This Is The Read. Check out every episode and bios and such on thisistheread.com. And anything else? Oh, happy birthday, Zoe. That's just for Zoe.
I said our friend, to our baby
yes.
friend? Okay.
She's 4, so.
So happy birthday
and
to
dope.
Her. And happy birthday to Noah.
Oh, yeah. Noah's birthday is this weekend.
Yay.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
all these
Jade's
kids.
Little munchkin.
Yes. Oh, man.
You can check out our friend Jade and the XD Experience on
Two Guys and a Girl.
And a Girl. That's their podcast. So go and check them out.
Yes. And I think that wraps it up for me. Does that wrap it up for you?
I have got an acronym.
Okay.
It is going to be.
Jesus.
I don't have one. No, I've got one.
I'm leaving.
No, I do.
No, I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
It's HT, Hidden Thickness.
Okay. I'm going to see you guys next week.
That's my new name.
Wait a minute, really?
Yeah, I think it's
who
Scott,
was that like
somebody used to say Hidden Thickness.
Oh, I thought it was like your stripper name or something.
Oh, it could be.
Oh, okay. Listen, I'm not mad if you want to do like a little image revamp and decide you know with these
you
new
know,
muscles
I'm
and
just,
everything.
You know, you and Terry.
I mean,
we're gassing me.
You because you were by the pool just with all your little everything out. Just
listen, I don't give
in
a
the
fuck.
Shortest of shorts.
The pool. Pools in the ocean, just being in the sun and by the water is my favorite part of life. And you know what? Diamond
you like-
Princess, just mind your business. You know, that's how I feel. So I never miss an opportunity to, you know,
yeah.
unhide my thickness.
Yes, you did not miss an opportunity to have yourself a photo shoot and look real
I stay unchoked, so I might as well make myself feel nice.
How are you? Oh, you know what? I'm tired of your lie of unchoked, bitch, because I've read your Instagram comments, and
are
it's nothing
you,
but thirst. Bitch, and it's nothing
you're
but thirst.
You are a fucking liar. Okay. You're a liar.
Listen, I will pull up Instagram
thirst from heterosexual women. Thirst from heterosexual women that also thirst over you. So what? You have the straight women and the gay women. Straight boys. I don't really want to hear it from you today.
Sweetie. No, this is a lie.
Everyone is talking about how much weight you've lost.
There are 395 comments here, and you trying to tell me they're all from straight women? This is... No, they're not.
How many are there?
390 fucking five.
393 of them are from girls. Like, girl, you act like I don't know my Instagram. Goodbye. The show's over.